loy mechayev Rebbe Yellow Rishus HaYochid Mekura. We're talking about we went through the Rishus HaYochid, like went through the house, through a room that has a roof on the room. As to this side is Rishus Rabban, and the other side here is Rishus Rabban. You open up the window here, and you open up the window here, and you threw it straight through the windows. So it went through the house. There's a new svara now of the house. So we say, the Arminian, we say, base for a house is Commander Mal Yadomi. And a house is considered like it's filled up to the top. So therefore, it's like Rashi says, it's considered like this chveitzim. Whereas the house is mamish filled up to the top. So when it went through the avir, it's considered that the mamish landed on the ground. Now the ground is called the chosh v'mokam, dal. If inside a house is called like it's filled with things, there's chveitzim piled up to the top, like you have svarim piled up to the top. And you throw something through this svarim. So it's considered like it landed on these svarim. Now these svarim right here is dal al. So that's why you chayiv. A new svar where the makim is makura. But Rashi, makura sheyesh lo gagav, it has a gag there. Is command the malya, we say, dova sosim, something that's closed. We call tzad, like a house, that's all four sides and the roof and the floor. It's closed, is heve kamali chveitzim. It's considered like it's filled up with, let's say, svarim or anything, chveitzim, ad gagoy. Svarim is filled up layers and layers to the roof. The ein aviroi choshem avir. The avir inside out is not considered like air. Hilkach, kol ha-nizrok l'teich, anybody that throws it through the house, heavy kamunach. That's a good svar. It's like munach in the middle of the svarim. So it's mamish a whole layer of svarim, da'al. That's why you chayiv. Zayi fadanoch, it's considered like you threw from Rishus Rabin into the Rishus Yechid landed. You chayiv fadachnosam, and it's going weiter into Rishus Rabin. You make a new hoitzor now, a new akira now, out. But that's only by Mokim Makura. Mashenki, Rishus Rabbi, you don't have that svarim. Right? In Rishus Yochid goes the Malam Yud. Rishus Yochid is not the name of Yud. Rishus Yochid goes out to Shemayim. Fred Gemara, Vichitem, and maybe our Mishnah is the same thing. Vichitem, Hochi, Nami, even our Mishnah is also talking about like that. The Makura, we're talking about where the Balabas, standing inside the house, where the house Makura had a roof on top of it. So if Gemara, Hotem, that Rishus Yochid, that's good where the Balabas is standing inside his house. And he has something in his hand. And the Yoni outside puts his hand inside to take it out of the Balabas's hand. That's good. Since the Balabas is inside, it's considered Commander Mal Yadomi, and it's called like a Malkam Dalad Dalad. But Rishus Rabin, the other way, we have another case in the Mishnah, where the Balabas puts his hand outside his house and takes it out of the Yoni's hand. Now, the Yoni is standing outside Rishus Rabin, or Rishus Rabin can't be Makura. If Rishus Rabin would have a roof on top of it, that's not called Rishus Rabin. We'll soon see, because learn it out from the Mishkan. So when the Oni is standing outside, his hand outside, Zich has to be in open air. And still the Mishnah says that the Balabas puts his hand outside and takes it out of the Oni's hands and brings it inside, the Balabas is Chayiv. So there it's Shver. When the Balabas took out of the Oni's hand, it wasn't Makura there, so there's no Makam, Dalla Dalla. Freddy Gemara, V'chitei Makam, now the Makura, our Mishnah is also where it's Makura, where it's a roof on top of it, that's good, the first case of the Balabas when he's inside with Rishus HaYochid Mekura. But Rishus HaRabin Mekura Michayiv. But if you want to say the Sefer where the Balabas, where the Oni is standing outside and the Balabas takes it out of his hand, now the Oni is outside of Rishus HaRabin. If you want to say his Rishus HaRabin also had a Kura, had a roof on top of him, is me Michayiv? Would the Balabas inside be Chayiv is considered like he took from Rishus HaRabin into Rishus HaYochid? V'omar Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Omar Rebbe Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Hamadir Chayfetz Dalad Amos Rishus Rabin Makura Potter. If somebody carries a Chayfetz, even though he picked it up and walked Dalad Amos Rishus Rabin, but since over this Rishus Rabin you have a kura, you have a roof, you have a tent on top of you, is Potter. Why? If he's saying the Doimah or Digre Midbar, not Doimah to where the Eden walked in the Midbar. In the Midbar, when they traveled, in the Midbar, they used to have Rishus Rabim, that the whole Yidim would walk through there. It was 16 Amos wide, and they used to walk through the Midbar. Now, when they walked through the Midbar, there was no Makar on top. Even though they had the Anana covered on top of them, but it wasn't called the Kar, though. It wasn't Mamash right on top of them. So all the Malachas have to be doing to the Mishkan. Let's see, Rashi, do you see it here? Rashi, Hotainah, Rishus HaYochid, the Balabayis, where the Balabas is standing inside. That's good that we say when the Oni takes out of his hand the Oni is Chayiv, that's good. Since the Balabas is inside the house, his house is Commander Mal Yadomi, it's considered the Chosh V'Makam Dal Dal. Ela Rishus Haram Dioni, for the Oni is standing outside. The Mishnah also says the Balabas taken out of his hand is Chayiv, Mi Mukmis Le Demekaira. Could you put that case when the Oni standing outside is in the Rishus Harabim that has a roof on top of it? We have to be Doimel Digbe Midbar. So Trashi V'chol Melechis the Shabbos, all the Lamed Tes Melechis that we have on Shabbos is Mimishkun Gamrinin. We learn it out from the Mishkan. Is any chashiv melacha that they did in the Mishkan, that's considered a melacha by Shabbos. Lekaman, what's the raya? Be the nismucha pashas Shabbos la pashas Mishkan bevayakim. The Torah of Pashas bevayakim, the pasuk first says about Shabbos, and then it says right away the melacha of the Mishkan. So we see that the melacha that's chashiv by the Mishkan, that's called the melacha that's chashiv also by Shabbos. So if we're learning out a melechas havorah dal ramis in Rishus HaRabim from the Mishkan, it has to be such a Rishus HaRabim that they have it in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they have Rishus HaRabim, they walk through the Midbar, they do not have a kaira, a roof on top of them. Therefore, our Mishnah cannot be talking about there's a roof on top of the Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, you'd be potter. So may let's reach for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah still says even Rishus HaRabim, the Yoni standing outside his hand, is a chashiv, a thing to be chayiv for, not dal radalid. I Rebbe says he Yechai, that's only Rishus HaYachid. We have a Makkah Makura. We don't have a Makkah Makura, you should be Potter. So it's Rik Shver. Who can our Mishnah go like?
Is Rishus or Makura have a din of Makkah Makura?
I'm not sure. Kapotel, if he's shame, they will dig a midmer. The more Elo Amar Abzeirim. So who does our Mishnah go like? Elo Amar Abzeirim, Hamani Yachirim. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Yachirim. The Tanya Acherim Oymrim, some people say Acherim, so Mandioma, Acherim Oymrim, Omad Din Koymoy, somebody standing in his place, the Kibil Chay.
I mean, the case we observe, you throw something, Rishus HaRabim Dal Damas, you're standing here, you picked it up, and you threw it to somebody standing Dal Damas away from you, and he caught it. Now, that person is standing still, didn't move, and when he caught it, you're Chay, because considered you made Yakira here, and you threw it to him, since he didn't move, so that's the place where it's supposed to be munach. So it's munach, like from your akira came.
Then Yachemim, Omavim Kormi, you're sitting in your place, the kibble, the person receives it as chayiv. Okim Kormi, if that person, after you throws it, runs a little bit towards you, the kibble, then you're potter. Why? Because it's not called, you didn't do the anacha. You made the akira. And it's when you threw it, as far as your akira, it should have landed where he was at the beginning. Now that he came close and he caught it first, who made the anocha in that place? He made the anocha in that place. So it's not simply like you made the anocha, therefore you put it. Let's see Rashi. Omadim koimli. Zorak chayfetz. You threw a chayfetz. The kibloi acher, and another person caught it. Is omad hamakabal mekoimli. If that person is standing still, the kibble, and he catches it, so then you're chayiv. Chayiv hazorik. So Drashi, why? The EU of it, Akira Vanochas. Considered you did the Akira, and you also did the Anocha. That's where Anocha is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in his hand, and he's standing still. Considered it came to its resting place by itself. Mashenkin Okas, the Drashi Amakabadim Koimoi. The Rots Likras Achepes, the Kibloi. Or if that person came running towards you, even though he's still there, first he was 10 amas away from you, and he came running 5 amas closer, and he caught it, you're Potter. Rashi Potter Azerik, Ward Lo Yisaved Hanochem Mikoychoy. Not considered it rested because of me. Of my throwing it, it should have rested 10 amas away. Now, why did it rest only 5 amas away? Because this person came a quarter in between. So, consider the person in between made the Anocha, not me. So, I only made the Akira, he made the Anocha, we're both Potter. That's the Loch.
Pizot Gemara, Omar didn't come with the Kibul Chayim. About Koparim, it says, Klo, if the person stood still, stood in his place, and you threw it to him, then you're chayiv. Ah, you're being on Hanocha, Gavimokam, Dal Veleka. Why, when it lands in the person's hand, are you chayiv? Ah, there's no Mokam, Dal, Dal again. Shvet like by our Mishnah. Elishmamin, you see from the Acherim, Loi bin a Mokam Arba. You don't see Klo, you do not need a Mokam Arba. That's what Acham say, even though you throw it into their hand, and his hand is now Dal, Dal, so you're chayiv. Because you don't need a mokum dal dal. Fred Gemara v'dilma v'aita hanochu d'loy binin. Maybe the Acherim only say you do not need hanochu. Abu Hakira binin. Maybe to mechayif akira where you first pick it off, start off the melacha. So the way Tosi says before, the Pasek Ayeti Yish Memkoimoi, when Memkoimoi means Dal Damas, that's talking about the Akira. Maybe everybody holds the Akira has to be that first the Chepet was Munach on a Choshev Amokim, Dal or Dalid, and now you pick it up from that place. And then you throw it. So even though it lands in somebody's hand, that's okay, you could be Chayiv. But that's what you say from the Cherim, that if it lands in his hand, the Amach is good, Dal Dal. But who says even the Akira to pick it up from somebody's hand is Chayiv? That you have no Raya. Only our Mishnah says it. So a Shver, who does our Mishnah go like? Fightus more of a Hanach Rosa Nami. Even the Hanach there's no Raya here. Dilma the Poshet Knofe the Kibla. Maybe this person is talking about where like he picked up his knife, his jacket like this, his macabre like this, that landed in his jacket here, that will Dal Dal, picked up his knife. So maybe, who says he caught it in his hand? It just says the kibloi. He picked up his kanaf and landed in the kanaf. So why do you have no right to him hold? You don't need dal dal. Maybe you need a choshev mokum. Dika nami anocha. So why do you have no right even to the chayim? So the Gemara says, who does our Mishnah go like? Omer Rabbi Abba, Mas Nisen. It's also talking about going to kibbo betraskel. I tell you, we're talking about when the oni or the balabos took it from his hand. He didn't take it from his bare hand. He had a basket in his hand, and the basket of dal dal. Then he put it down on into the traskel. There's anocha. So maybe the Mishnah Bechal is not talking about a bare hand. It's talking about there was a big basket in the hand. And it was munach in the basket. So the basket is a mokim, dal dal. That's why you chayir. Vay for the kir, vay for the anocha. For the Gemara, no, it's no good, our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, klo yodoy, mashmi yad by tilk. So the Gemara, no, Tony traska should be yodoy. Put into the Mishnah, traska should be yodoy ready. So the Marahotain of Traska Brishus Yochid. That's good, even if you want to say it's holding a basket. You could say the basket's Brishus Yochid, that's okay. El Traska Brishus Rabin, but the only that's standing outside. If he's holding a basket, and the Chayfet is inside the basket, Lukur, it's not called Brishus Rabin anymore. If the Mishnah says if the only outside has a, you want to say now he has a basket, he has a piece of bread in the basket. Now since his hand, Lukur, is the Malam Meyutzvachim, the basket has a shame Brishus Yochid. So why, when the balabos from inside sticks his hands outside and picks the bread out of the yoni's hand and brings it inside, do we say the balabos is chayiv? He took it from Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid. It should be potter. As if the oni outside is not holding it in his hand, he's holding it in a traskel has a din Rishus Yochid. For the Gemara, a traskel she Rishus Rabim Rishus Yochid he. It has a din of Rishus Yochid. Why is it called Rishus Yochid? The Rashi. Rishus Yochidi, the Maya Chaim Mishum Atzon, Lame Matthias, Lame Chosh, Rishus Yochid, look at, let's see the Mar first. Lame is a Timur, if you want to say it's not called Rishus Yochid, is the life of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This will not come out good according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no it's Konev Rishus Rabin. If you have a reed or a stick standing up Rishus Rabin, a small stick standing Rishus Rabin, over Rosh Traskel, on top of the stick you have a basket. Is Zorak Venach HaGabit, somebody stands Rishus Rab right underneath it and throws on top and lands inside the basket, it's Chayiv. Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Because the basket is considered like Rishus Yochid. So you threw it from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv. So the Gemara Dik, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because if our Mishnah is going to contribute to Yosef Yehuda, or Bezoi, why does the Mishnah say, Tor Shat Balabayat Yod Lachut, the Balabos that's standing inside the house, put his hand outside the window. And he put it into the hand of the yoni. As amai chayiv, why is the balabos chayiv? Poshi is chayiv because he made an akir from Rishus Yochid, and he put it outside Rishus Rab. That's why he's chayiv. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rishus Yochid come up. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if the yoni outside is holding a basket and he put it inside the basket is right to Rishus Yochid. So he took it from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid. It should be potter. But Rashi, Leina Matis Lechosh Lerishus Rabin, the Lech of Yosef Yehuda, the Zork Mishus Rabin, Vanach Agabiv is Chayim. So Rashi, the Yaf Agab Lamat Lehevi Konaroch of Dalot, even though this stick that's standing up Rishus Rabin, the stick itself is not Roch of Dalot, it's not called Rishus Yochid, or Behoy Lovaroy Shei Arbo, since on top, this basket on top, is why Daladam is Amrinon Gud Achet Mechitzon. We say gudachas like the mechitzas around the basket on top come all the way down to the ground. That's called gudachas. There's a little mechitzas that the basket has come straight down. So blithe like there are four mechitzas now around this basket. So since the basket is yutzvachim high, what lands on top of the basket is called Rishus HaYochid. That is Rishus HaYochid Gomer.
So the Zoi, how does our Mishnah say you're chayiv by taking from the Oni's hand outside? The Chur of the Oni's hand outside is also Rishus Yochid, and the Balabas inside is also Rishus Yochid. So why are you chayiv?
So we're saying, Afilu Tein Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Hoson L'mala Meyud. When does he say consider the Rishus Yochid if the basket is at least Yutvachim high? When something is Yutvachim high, that's called Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid has to have Mechitzes Yutvachim high to make it Rishus Yochid. Hocha our Mishnah is talking about Lamata Meyud, where the Oni outside is like holding a traskel, he's holding a basket in his hand, and this basket taki is Dalad by Dalad. But even if you say good achas, the mechitzah of the basket come down, it's not yutvachamai off the ground. It's less than yutvachim. So mechitzah is less than yutvachamai is not considered b'shusha yochit. So therefore, it's still considered b'shusha rabin, and that's why you chayit. So the kids of the terrace of the Mishnah is talking about where the on the outside is holding a basket, but he's holding the basket less than yutvachim. So this basket is not considered b'shusha yochit. Therefore, what is it considered? It's still part of the b'shusha rabin. That's why you chayit. So says that the kash lechru, the basket should be a karmelitz, even though it's not a rishus yochid. Rishus yochid has to be yutvachim. But there's a new rishus of a karmelitz. The locher is rishus rabin. If you have an eskupa, if you have a little bin that's more than three tvachim off the ground, between three and yutvachim, it's called a karmelitz usually. So chur still shved the mishnah when the on the outside is holding this basket. Since the basket is dalid by dalid, it should be called a karmelitz. So he says, you saw the Rashi says that by Kalim you don't say Kamlis. Kalim, Kamlis is only by a binyan, if you'll be building something. When you're holding a basket in your hand, a basket doesn't get a Shem Kamlis. So this basket is like nothing, it's considered part of Rishus Rabin. So the only kasha was it has to be a chosh v'mokum dalad adalid, your hand is not dalad adalid. The parrot says it's not, didn't land in your hand, you put it into the basket. And since the basket is dalad adalid, that's why you chay. That's what you want to say. What? Even if you would say it, but still only a karmelitz though.
Yeah, probably. You have to say it. Because
the chur would have to say it. The matter, so that no, yes, more hosn malam yud, hoch la matam yud. So the gemara still is there, shver, kash lele rabavua. Mika toni traskel shev yodu, does the Mishnah say, we're talking about a best in his hand. Well, yodu katoni, the Mishnah still says only yodoi, that the on his hand is mashmur. So still shver the Mishnah. There's only the Oni's hand, so the Oni's hand is not dalal dalal. Still shver. Elom Rabavua, I'll tell you nu akimta. The grain shall shul shul yod elamate megimu bekiblo. We're talking about the Oni outside, put his hand very low, kumat within gimel tfachim of the ground. That's why if you put it into his hand, yechayiv, because since his hand is within gimel tfachim of the ground, we say it's command the munach on the karka, and the karka is kadal dalal. You say kolovid. It's sitting like it's on the ground. Bekiblo. The Gemara Bo'emet Ketan, you still shred. The Mishnah says the Yoni outside is standing. If he's standing, he can't get his hand within Gimel Tfachim on the ground. And the Gemara B'Shoicha, he's bending down. If I'm not that he's lying down, they're just bending down. One pair. The boy Yisayim Abaguma, I'll tell you a case we're talking about, he's in a pit. He's in a pit, so man, he's standing up in the pit. But his hand is outside, will come out right on top of the ground. That's when he put it into his hand, it's considered like his munach on the Rishus Rabim from Makom Dalal Dalet. The boy is saying a banana. Another tale talking about a midget. Talking about a midget here in the Mishnah, even though the midget is standing up, when he sticks out his hand, which is a rabbim, it's within gimel tfachim. It's only a few inches off the karka. It's still considered like it's munach on the karka.
Does the guma have a din of a rishus rabbim?
Outside. He's inside. His hand is outside. His hand is in the rishus rabbim. Oh, my Rav, correct you over. Ich will tonu la shvinu kol hani. It's very shver to put all these gimtas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means such a case. It's very shver to put this gimta. He's a midget to Mishnah, or he's inside a pit, or he's bowing down. It's not mashma like that. The Mishnah is mashma poshe, the only standing outside normally, and you put it into his hand, and still yechayiv. I only have a kasha, a yad shalodim is not dollar dollar. Why yechayiv? So it's rover to maskona, elom arovom, yodoy shalodim chashubuloy kadala dollar. A man's hand is called a choshev makam, that even though it's a small plate, but since it's a choshev zach, that's called kadal adalit. So therefore, if you put it into his hand for the anochli yechayim, or if you take it out of his hand for the kiram, also yechayim. A yodah shaladim is choshev. The chen, zalmar chen ki yosi rov nam rab yechinin, the same teretz, yodah shaladim chashuvuloy kadal adalit. The yad shaladim is a choshev makam, that's considered like dal adalit. Let's see Rashi. Ich wo tonne tore katana be chol zois, wo hörde lo dionu, de moizzi mischus, mischus chayiv, ele ade dvorm halolu, stamm es tabri mischta, zu sehe halochis, oni es verschkeitsis, schein darko mekaf, nippu poshe knab, nippu lefnim, tebe dal, stamm es tabri like that. Ele man a teretz is, a yad is ka choshe be place. And that's called like dal al dalit. Om rab abin, om rab iloi, om rab yechid. Zorak chayfet, ve nach, ve teich yodish, o chaveris chayiv, like we had before. If I'm in Rishus Rabin and I take a chepetz and throw it, and that person is standing still and lands in his hand, I'm chayiv. My kemashkin, what's the chiddush? That yod is shalot and chashuv lekadal dal. Even though it only landed in his hand, it didn't land on a big mokim, his hand, small place. The chiddush is though a yad shalot is also called by dal dalim. But the more v'omer Rav Yechon chod the dim, Rav Yechon already said it one time. Really, that was a dim before. The morning now the tei mahani mili heichod the achshivei hu liyodei. Maybe only where your machshav liyodei means in the case of the Mishnah where the Baal HaBos took a piece of bread inside and he put it into the Yoni's hand outside. You badafka wanted it to last in his hand. So since you put it into his hand, that means you only wanted there, your machshava was that that's a choshev mokum. I wanted to go into his hand. I have machshava, it should badafka land there. Avol heicho, loyachshavehu liyodei, but over here, I'm standing with Shusharabim and I'm standing having fun, I want to throw a ball, dal damis. Grader happens to be my friend that's sitting there, and he grader caught it. But to me, it's not much to me if he catches it or not. If it would have landed on the floor, I would have been just as happy. So I'm not much of that Vadafkich lands in his hand. Hey, Maloy, maybe then I don't say the Svara, that your yad is kadal or dalid, kamashmul or no. Even though you don't have special machshava that a Shabdafka land in the hand. But albeit lands in a person's hand, that's a mitzias, that yad is shalodin is choshev kadal or dalid. Said Rashi, when you're putting it into the Yoni's hand outside, or you have a ferish to put it into his hand, but that's maybe with to the Dal or Dalin. When it came and rested by itself, that when you're throwing a ball with just around him, you're not talking about when you're playing catch with your friend there. You know, Madafku wanted to land in his hand. You stand through it and grab it, ended up in his hand. The line is kavanakach. It's in a case where Namas Chavan to throw it into his hand. Maybe in such a case, I'd say you're potter, because then his hand is not considered a kadal dalid. No, even in such a case, that the mitzvah a hand of an adam is choshev still like dal dalid. Rav Abba, Rav Eloy, Rav Yechon. Omad din koim that we had before. If when I throw the ball and that person stands still, the kibbul he's makabalit is chayiv. I'm chayiv because I made the akira and it's called was not because of my throwing it. Okam im koimoy, if that person though comes running, charging towards me after I threw it, the kibbul, then potter. I'm potter because not considered I made the anocha, he made the anocha. Out my throwing it, it should have landed 10 amas away. Why did it only land 5 amas away? That's because of him. Tanya Nami Hochi, Acher Moimrim. Omar Din Koimer, the person you throw the ball to, if he's standing still, the kibble and he catches it, it's Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Okimim Koimer, that person moves and comes wherever he moves to, the kibble, and then he catches it where he moved to, it's Potter, you're Potter. Now, boy, Rabbi Yechon, what's to be like this? Zorak Chayfet, you're standing with Shusrav, you throw a high pitched ball, throw a ball up in the air, very high up, Yevenekar Hu Bim Koimer. Now you yourself run there and catch it over there. What's the halacha? You throw a ball nice and high, and as far as your ball should have landed still 20 feet away. Now you came running 10 feet in front of you, and you jumped up and caught it there. So now, machmas your first akira throwing it, it should have landed 20 feet away. But it didn't land 20 feet away. You ran in between and jumped up and caught it 10 feet away. Are you chayiv enough? His nekeru, the person himself that threw it, ran, mimkoimai, the chaz of the kibla, he himself caught the ball. Is mahal. What's the lacha tashkeit by yechayiv or not? He's here, you made the kira and you made the anocha. Maybe you should be chayiv. Or else, no. It's not the anocha from your first akira. As far as your first akira goes, it should have landed 20 feet away. Why did it land only 10 feet away? It's kid like you made a new anocha. So it's kid like you made one and one, you can't be chayiv for it. Mahal. The more my kibbutz, what's the shiloh? Omer of Ada Barava, Shnei Koyches Biyodim Echad, where one person is doing like two things here. He started off making a kira, and he ended up making a new halacha. So like two different koyches of one person. Kibbutzolei, Shnei Koyches Biyodim Echad. When one person does two things, a special akira, a special halacha, is called the mechadami v'chayit.
since it's one person that said it, he did an akir and he did anocha likiv mechayivim. I don't know kishnei ben yodim domi. It's still considered like shnayim shasu, because as far as his first akira goes, it didn't end up in the place we were supposed to. It was supposed to end up 20 feet away, and now he ran and caught it after 10 feet away. So it's considered like he made a new anocha. This new anocha doesn't have akira to it. So maybe you still be potter like the baiteku. Such a story by baiteku. Let's see Rashi.
Yeah. And then he ran for the back. So
now,
had he stayed, I would have had the
Hanukkah
10 feet away.
Yeah, it could be still be Chayit, yeah, can't tell you. That's different. Rashi, Pot Rashi, Maimi Boyle, Mai Sveika Iko, Mi Eza Time Lo Yifter, Rohov and Akir Banocha, he himself still made the Akir, and he himself made the Anocha. What's that the pattern? There it says here, Kishnevna Yodu Dam Yapotter. The Evilu Shnaim Shasu, why is there two people doing it? He's one did the Akir, one did the Anochot. The Chivon Shalayhin Yechachev Lelech, Ad Mokim Hiluchoi. Velonoch, he didn't let it rest 20 feet away. Elaros Achrev, he himself ran after it. The Yikvon, he started after 10 feet. Hevelay Akira Kemaisa Blay Anochot. It's as if the first Akira that should have landed 20 feet away didn't have Anochot to it. It never got to the 20 foot mark. So therefore, you'll be Potter. Or else, no, since you're one person that did the Akira and you yourself did the Anocha, even though it's two separate things, but you're one person, you can start one and one together, that's why it's by Teiku. Why it's by Teiku. Omer Rav Avin, Omer Rav Yechon, Hichnis Yono Teichotze Chaveroi, you put your hand into your friend's chotzer. The Kibbu Megishom, and you caught some rain that's raining in your chotzer, in your friend's chotzer. So the chotzer is Rishus HaYochid, you makabu the water Rishus HaYochid, Voitziyu, and you brought it outside Rishus HaRab Mitzchayiv. That's the case of Yichayiv, even though water, it's a choshev azach water, Yichayiv for the Hoytzoh of water. Matzul HaRab Zeyro, Malay Yatino Chavero, Malay Yatino Shemayim. Hey, so where did he make the Akira from this water? All he did was he put his hand inside the chotzer, and it was raining, or the water was running down. Now, since the water was running down by itself, it's as if somebody else put a chepas on your back, and now you walked outside. You're potter. It's not called you made the Akira, since you didn't pick up the chepas. If somebody put something on you and you walk right outside, you're potter. You didn't do the Akira. Here also, you put your hand inside his chotzer, and the water coming running down came at the end, and now you took it outside. There's no Akira. You didn't do the Akira. Somebody else, like Zina Shemayim, put it into your hand. So why are you chayiv? He's mali yatinu chaver, mali yatinu shemayim. Such Rashi. That's our Mishnah. If the Oni sticks his hands inside the window, and the Balabos takes some bread and puts it in the Oni's hand, and then the Oni takes his hand outside, he says it's potter. Because the Oni didn't do an Akira. It's called the Balabos did the Akira. And we put it into his hand, it's Loinach, it's not called the Mokim Menucha, your hand. So when you take it outside, you didn't do an Akira. That's why you put it in the Mishnah. Here also, if you put your hand inside the Chatzar and rainwater comes in, why you chayv, you didn't do the Akira? And the Gemara, Loi Teme Kibble, don't say that it's time you put your hand out. And you makabel it, Elakola. It means you were kolit. Rashi says the lema kolit. Mithashke stakot ab havmi the word kishrei kiluach yeri. When the water was running down, he could be yodiyachas. You like hit the water, you splashed the water off its root. The kibla b'chavret and you cover with your other hand. The other the akira. That's called you did make the akira. If the water to get to this hand, you had to splash the water into this hand, and you makabla in this hand. That's considered you made the akira. That's the havmina. That you get the water wasn't put into the hand, you put the water into the hand. So you put the water into the hand, and now you walk out. That's called you made an akira. For the Gemara, here the water is stopped floating down in the air like a pour of water. So even if you take the water, like you splash it out of the pour, you wipe it from the splash, from the pour, there's no dalad al though. The water is running down through the agar. So we have running water, and you splash it into him. Where was the akira for mokum dalad al? We own it. It's not your hand though, it's the flow of water. The water is flowing, that's where the water is. So you're like taking the water out of the flow and catching it. Exactly. So the akira was from the flow of water. This flow of water is in the air. There's no mokum dalad al. It was never called the water like was munaf, was resting, to say I took it out of its resting place to be chayiv for. For the Gemara book,
Vovina kira gaba mokam adal veleko. Omer Rabbi Kiya b'rei de Rabuna going shekolt na gabi koisel.
Talking about the water is running down the wall. Since it's running down the wall is a choshev mokam dal adalit. So by you like grabbing the water out of this wall, that's sitting like you made an akiva.
For the Gemara, agabi koisel nami hole nach.
Even the water is flowing down the wall. The water is nachto. The water didn't rest on the wall. It's all you said of an akira. Mokam dal means first the chayfitz is resting in a place. It's munach here. Now I'm oikrit from that place. But it has to be resting in one place. Here what's going on. The water is running down the wall here. And you take the water off the wall. The water was never munach. It was never resting. It was never an akira. How could you be chayif?
For the Gemara, agabi koisel nami hole nach. And the Gemara could be on a rover. The Kaisum is Shupa. Talking about a slanty wall, like a slanty roof. It's talking about the Kaisum is Shupa.
Here also talking about a slanty roof. We'll soon see. It's not a maskana. It's a hazmina. But a slanty roof is also good to be called a mokem munach.
What's the raya? The Eichi Yitma the rover. Where was Rover's halacha? Hold it for now.